T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for the invitation to be here today.
Well, we're glad to talk to you. You know, most mayors we talk to, the first thing they say is, well, we need more development, we need more retail, we need more people. That does not seem to be the case in Troy. And every time I go down Big Beaver and Coolidge, I see more developments and the Somerset Collection, of course, and all that. Even in Troy's position, do you still need to get more people in?
Well, you're always looking to get better. I think it's true that you're seeing some good movement in Troy. You're seeing some redevelopments. You're seeing new business. We're seeing especially new restaurants and hotels, which I think is an indication that your city is doing very well. At least that's what we've been told. But you never want to rest on your laurels. You always want to make sure that you're doing what's right for your community. So we're always looking to improve, although I think we're doing very well.
So Troy is the largest city in Oakland County, correct?
Correct.
So that's a lot to take care of and a big responsibility. So you mentioned new restaurants, new development. What could possibly fit where?
Well, that's a good question. We are just about 98% built out, but that doesn't mean that you have buildings that were built in the 1970s and the 1980s that need a new facelift or need to be something different. We have small pockets that are in demand, which makes it very challenging when you're trying to fit small sections into a large community. So that's a challenge for our planning commission. That's a challenge for our city council, because we are a destination city, so people and businesses want to be there. So we have to try and find a way that we can all fit together. And that's a challenge today.
What's your biggest challenge? Would it be roads, construction, all that stuff that's going on? I'm sure you get most of your complaint calls from people about that, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, we're in the same position that a lot of cities are, that you can only work on your roads during the good weather. You can't work on them in the wintertime. So we're all doing projects for our roads basically at the same time. Right now, unfortunately, MDOT is doing a project through Troy on I-75, which is a big impact on our city, which means that people are going to move from the freeway to our local roads. So we've made a decision not to work on our local roads for 2 years while MDOT is completing their project on I-75. We don't want to cause another problem when there's a problem on I-75. So
are your business owners concerned about the I-75 construction, that that's going to impact their businesses?
Well, of course. It's going to be an impact. But, you know, I tell them that, you know, people know how to get somewhere if it's difficult for them. You know, they'll eventually find, it's like water, they'll find a way to get, as long as you're a destination restaurant, as long as you're a destination business, people are going to come. They'll just find an alternate route to get there, but they'll get there.
We want to ask you about something that I'm sure you're trying to work past, and it was pretty well covered in all the papers and on TV, what happened last year with your city manager, who now unfortunately is behind bars. How are you recovering from that? I know you have a new city manager now. Is it tough to get the faith and confidence back, do you think, from the people of Troy who saw this unfold?
No, I don't think it's tough to get the citizens back. I think it's been explained, and I think there's one person to blame and only one person to blame, and that person now is in jail where he belongs. So we've decided that that's in the past and we need to move forward. So we have a great city manager, Mark Miller, now, who's been at the helm since we fired the previous city manager. So things are good. He's doing a great job of bringing not only the community back together, but bringing our staff back together, which is just as important.
So bringing your staff back together, and then also you mentioned the citizens, the residents of Troy. You know, we ask every mayor about the marijuana issue and the recreational marijuana issue. So where does Troy stand on that?
Well, originally with medical marijuana, our city council voted to opt out when that became an issue last year. And then right on top of that, you know, the citizens passed their initiative to put recreational marijuana also on the books. So, unfortunately, for us, these things seem to work backwards. You know, we waited a long time for Lansing to give us direction on medical marijuana. Then that finally came, and we made a decision to opt out. Although we still have 72 grow operations in the city of Troy that are licensed, but we've made a decision to just grandfather those in, because you don't want to just throw those people out of your city because a law is changed. So we've changed that. Now we have to deal with recreational marijuana. So we've decided also as a community to ask our city attorney to write an ordinance against that also. So we're kind of waiting for Lansing to tell us what they're going to do with the regulations, because we need to know what the regulations are going to be before we want to make a firm decision on what we're going to do. Although we've made a decision, you still want those regulations to be in place when you're making your decisions. You want to, you know, take a step backwards, listen to everyone, listen to the data that's coming in, and listen to Lansing, and then we'll make a final decision.
All right. We appreciate your time. Unfortunately, we've run out of that time today. Troy's Mayor Dane Slater, thanks for being with us today. Very interesting. Any final thoughts you had here in 10 seconds? Some of them you want to tell?
No.
Something that's happening coming up in Troy, or, you know?
You know, Troy's a great city. I could sit here for half an hour and brag to you about our great schools and our safest city and all those things. It's just a great city. I'm proud to be the mayor, and I appreciate you inviting me to be here today to brag about Troy, because it's a great city.
Okay, thank you so much, Mayor. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.